I've drilled this thing every day, and it's like 3 to 7 inches thick. It's very strong.
So it's okay to walk on it, obviously.
Oh, no,
we're walking across it now.
It is regulation. It's just settling.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I hear it cracking.
No, it's what happens is there just it's pressure cracks where the water's equalizing on the underneath.
Wow.
But if we fall in, we're only gonna go in maybe up to our hip, maybe.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. Yeah, but it'd still be pretty cold.
Yeah, the twigging giggle berries are gonna be frozen.
So describe it for somebody who can't see it right now.
It is a quarter mile trek. It's approximately, I got my measuring tape, I can measure how wide it is. Maybe, if it goes that far.
Here, let me hold it. Try not to slip here, standing on the ice without ice skates.
It's 10 feet wide.
10 feet wide, okay.
And at least 15 feet wide in the corners. Again, that's about regulation size for a speed. Speed skating track, and it is very smooth. You know, we actually come out here and flood it every other day to get it flat because you can see the grooves right now from the skates.
Yeah, how do you flood it?
We have a little 2cc pump, nothing really big or spectacular. It's it was donated.
So just a water pump?
Just a plain old water. Okay,
where
pump.
Do you get the water?
Gas power pump. We actually drill. You'll see holes here on the side. And we actually stick the pump in there, and then we take it 50 feet out this way, and then walk it backwards, and then use a mop and flatten it out.
You use a mop to flatten this whole thing?
Just the areas we're flooding at the time.
Oh, okay, okay.
To get to evenly distribute the water, because what'll happen is you'll get you can see the areas up ahead where it's kind of pocketed.
Yeah, like little bumps.
Yeah, like little bumps. What we actually do is flood those areas, and as the water raises and lowers due to the amount of moisture melting upriver or whatever, the water will go down and it'll split. Like this area we're coming up here, this was actually a split, and you can tell where it flooded.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of cloudier than the rest of the water.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea to create this?
This was actually 100% on a whim. This is actually the second track I made here in Dolores. The other track, it's actually a hockey-sized rink where the beach is at.
The beach over by Dolores River?
By
the park?
On the Dolores River, yeah.
Okay,
Between the baseball field and the beach. What we call the beach here in Dolores.
And that one's safe too?
That one is actually 10 inches thick.
Wow.
Actually, my drill doesn't even go that far down. Like, it's pretty long. And I'm actually in the process of gathering money to either make a hockey goal or goals or pre-order some hockey goals. Yeah, it's just getting money and materials together to get it done, but I think I can do it. To get a hockey rink, and there are people that are interested in ice hockey. I do have sticks and the sharpeners and pucks and everything.
So people can come out here and skate if they want, then?
Yeah.
So what should they know as they're coming out here before they come out?
Stay in the areas where they've been scraped off. Obviously, stay in the rink. Don't go out towards the open area here on the corner or out there towards the middle of the pond. That is, the ice actually gets thinner the farther you go out, except for like where we're at. I chose this spot because it gets the least amount of sun. I normally don't recommend skating after 12 o'clock.
Because
the 12 o'clock high, between 12 and 3, the sun's pretty high.
Mornings and evenings.
Mornings and evenings are the perfect times to go ice skating out here. I normally sometimes people throw rocks out here and I just have to come back and, you know, clean it up. I'll show you the areas where I've had to clean up the rocks. They make little divots. You definitely don't want to hit a rock with your skate. they're easy to skate around, but it's kind of a nuisance. But, you know, kids and people will do what they think is cool or right, you know, even if it messes with somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, the smoother and the clearer the ice is, the faster you can go.